Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. May the force be with you. Bill Brandt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back now more than 11 years. He's the president and the CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz is the website. And as you've heard me say in the previous, in the earlier part of the hour, Bill is a very unique individual. He's got his finger on the pulse of global economic issues, financial issues, and American politics. And if he played an instrument, we'd call him a Renaissance man. He's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. And as I've told you in the past, I do play an instrument. It's the Willis or jukebox.
Exactly.
I play very well. You've
got that nickel thing down pat, haven't you?
Well, that and the alphabet, and you're free to go.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to get your thoughts on Obamacare, but not this segment. This segment, I want you to set the stage for my audience with regard to health care in general. Now, you've in your business, you're a workout specialist. That's the if I could put a and forgive my crude, rude way of saying it, but folks, I mean, but on a major scale, Bill's organization helps people work out of bad financial situations. And oftentimes he's called in by banks to help them solve problems that they've got with their customers, the people who they've made loans to, et cetera. He also works with governments, also works with cities, for example. In your opinion, Bill, give us your perspective on where the U.S. healthcare system is along those lines.
Well, I think the U.S. healthcare system is now about to suffer a period of both retrenchment and as well consolidation. I hear all the politicians tell me that we have the best health care in the world, and we almost do. I mean, we're right up there, but I wouldn't get that carried away. One of our problems is that there is an incredible amount of cost associated with the system, and as any of your listeners know who've gone in for any diagnosis, there seems to be a bevy and battery of tests which they always put you through. At some point, some of the patients will ask, why do I need this?
Right.
And it appears that at least the cynics would say that you need it because the doctors need their profit margins, and the reimbursements on these tests from the medical portion of the government, the medical reimbursement rates are much higher in where they make their margins. And so we do have, it is fair to say, a variety of tests we probably don't need, and as well, we have a very non-competitive pharmaceutical market. As all of you know who have seen the stories about people who go to Canada to get drugs, the margins on drugs in the States are skyrocketing compared to what they are in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a hugely inflated price, which for the purposes of your listeners, many of whom are small business people, those health care costs come directly out of your pocket. That's a transfer of wealth from you to the medical group.
Let's not leave out the hospitals, because it always amazes me how $1.50 worth of plastic and styrofoam, and I'm talking about the cup and the little pan and the tray and all that sits beside your hospital bed. You know, that little package there that you take home with you, that, you know, nobody knows why they take it home, but they always do. That $1.50 worth of plastic and styrofoam costs $150 on the healthcare bill.
Yeah, and I hadn't gotten to the hospitals yet, but this price inflation is across the board. And one of the great efforts in the last 15 years was to rein in the medical costs. You know, people talk about Obamacare. I know we're not going to talk about that now, but it endangers 20% of the U.S. economy. Well, Jim, the reason that it's 20% of the U.S. economy is the cost associated with providing
medical services. You're saying healthcare shouldn't be 20% of our economy.
It probably shouldn't. There have been attempts to be price competitive mm-hmm. on drugs, and of course, Big Pharma is not real happy with that for reasons that are obvious. It's a gold mine. The hospital is the same, but But there is now. I mean, the government does set reimbursement rates. They are going down. And that going down part has driven a lot of medical groups, laboratory services, hospitals, into either consolidation or out of business because it's made the margins tougher. So if you
but
have...
But those businesses, and you know, this may sound weird coming out of my mouth, but those businesses probably never should have either been started or maybe developed to the way that to the extent that they were because the prices they were getting were artificially high.
Well, you know, Jim, if you see a boondoggle going on and you don't get in on it for a number of years, I mean that's how profits are made. There are smart people who recognize the profits were there. They got in. Many of them did IPOs and otherwise got out and sold it on to successor buyers, and now comes the day of reckoning. But yes, the business models are unsustainable.
So, folks, we have this is setting the stage. This Bell did a wonderful job of explaining the challenge that we have, irrespective of Obamacare, before that law was even passed. And now when we come back after these messages, we're going to have him overlay the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, over all of this and move forward in the future.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.